Hello folks, Gareth here dropping in to say hello to you all on Audio Boom. It's a beautiful morning in Belfast. I'm out this morning on the train with a couple of the RNIB group members. We're going to Helen's Bay. And then we're going to walk to Bangor. I'm thinking of our own walking group, and we're going to walk to Crawfordsburn and get a wee coffee there, and then we're going to get the train back to Belfast again. I was thinking of the walks that I do with my own group that I'm in, but these walks that we do are sort of shorter because people like to be back, you know, around about lunchtime. The next station is Titanic. And I'm sitting here with Margaret beside me, one of the volunteers, and Patricia's opposite me, and Paul and Olive, and I'm looking forward now to a wee bit of a dander. And I went down and had some breakfast at the bus station, and I had a very good day on Tuesday. My friend David and I got the train. We actually got the 9:15 a.m. train, and then when we got to Bangor, we were in time for the prayer meeting, which was held at Hamilton Road Presbyterian Church. And then Alistair Begg, who is he's a Scottish fellow, but he's in America at the minute as well. He was speaking. He was doing the Bible study, and he was talking about from the Book of Luke about the paralyzed man and the lepers, and he was saying how that Jesus said, you know, your sins are forgiven, but he said that first because, you know, it's important sort of to highlight that forgiveness is the most important thing, and then comes healing. And when we're preaching the gospel around the world, that forgiveness is the thing, the very important thing to highlight when on mission. And then afterwards, myself and my friend David, we went for a bit of a tour with some members around Bangor Abbey and into the museum. And we went into the First Presbyterian Church in Bangor for a bit of a tour and a walk around as well. And then we went to a friend's house for some dinner. And then we went to the 7:30 p.m. meeting back at the church at Hamilton Road. And then we got the train at about, must have been sometime after 9-ish. My friend David and I got back to Belfast at 10:15.
Zeta was from Samoa. Now, her husband Enda was from the Mourne somewhere.
And what else have I got to say? Yesterday, I was out bowling. We did some outdoor bowling with the RNIB group, which was fun. And I had a few good goes at it, and managed to get sort of into the swing of it, you know. It's just about getting body position and the direction of the swing right. They had a bit of string on the ground. I could see it a wee bit, but not very much really, you know. I had to turn my head a wee bit to see it, and because it's very hard to get the ball straight, but actually I think the last goal that I had was one of the best, actually, because it was directly in line and almost hit the jack, you know. And then I was at the prayer meeting last night, and then later on this evening, it's our Christian escape group that my friend Ian runs. So all in all, it's been a busy week now, and a couple of nice 3 days out.
I'm delighted for them.
and then hopefully I'll be getting involved with a project that Open Arts is doing about Midsummer Night's Dream, and I think they're looking for me to play the King of the Fairies, so I'm going to have a wee try maybe at that and see what's involved. I think there's a workshop next Saturday the 8th. And then I'll be going, hopefully, I'm going to try and book some tickets for the Belfast tattoo as well. Yeah. See if I can go to that later on. So
Kieran and Francis.
We've been blessed this summer with very good weather, indeed plenty of sunshine.
So can I, Stephen and
I'll have to say now the nights are starting to come down a bit dark now again, but
so see the little girl who
I like the bright days, so.
So she was born and when she came out of hospital, she came to Constance Green.
Yeah.
And what is?
Well, that's my little sort of update and presentation over, as they say. So I'll sign off this audio boom for now. And hope everyone has a good day. And talk to you all later. Bye-bye. Yeah, me too.